Hey guys, this is Matt Powell and the crew here at Dinosaur Adventureland. Today we're going to be doing a seminar on the flood of Noah and why we know it's a fact. We don't just believe. There are certain things that I accept by faith. I accept by faith that the Bible's true. I accept by faith that Jesus came and lived a sinless life and died on a cross for your sins and my sins. But there are also certain things that I simply accept by fact. One of those things that I accept, not just by faith, but by fact, is the flood of Noah, and I'm going to tell you why. So here's the first slide. It says, Noah's flood, the fact of science. Prove all things, hold fast to that which is good, is what the Bible says. So the Bible tells us to prove things. And so this is seminar number two of my series. This is my family and I. We are from Michigan, Grand Rapids. I noticed my daughter's missing from that picture. We had a newborn daughter. I didn't update the slideshow. But yeah, we are from Grand Rapids, Michigan. My wife and I met in Arizona, and we've been married about 2.5 years, and so it's been great. I recommend marriage 100%. If you're not married, find a spouse, get married. It's good for you. And now, there are some people that should stay single, amen. There are Paul situations, and there are some people who just do better in the single life and that don't desire a spouse. That's totally okay. So I want to go for the jugular here tonight, just right off the bat. In the center of the United States, we have an area that's known as the Dinosaur Peninsula. Now, within the Dinosaur Peninsula is 10,000 adult mosasaur that are buried together. Now, they had left their young behind. There were zero young dinosaurs found in this graveyard. So keep in mind, this is dead center of the United States. Now, how big of a catastrophe would you have for water to go over several states before it was the United States, of course, a wave of water coming over that amount of land and burying dinosaurs, 10,000 adults, dead center in the United States. That, by definition, is a global flood. That is a global event. There's no denying it. If you want to deny it, you're denying science. You're denying that which we've observed and that which we can test. And so this is a fact of the past. There was zero young found. That means that these adult dinosaurs left their young behind and tried running away from the flood. They got to the center of the United States and were buried 65 million years ago, according to evolution. But they weren't buried according to evolution. They think that, oh, they just happened to die peacefully, and then they slowly got covered with sediment. I'm sorry, if they would have died peacefully in nature, number one, they would have died with their young. Number two, scavengers and other creatures would have eaten them before they could have fossilized. In order to get a fossil, you have to have rapid burial. So again, it's a denial of science. So at this point in the presentation, we all should just be able to close our science books and our Bibles and go home and be able to say, yep, the flood of Noah is a fact proven by science. We have the evidence for it. We know that it happened. But there are people out there today that the Bible refers to as scoffers. The Bible says, knowing this first, that in the last days there shall come scoffers walking after their own lusts. And they'll say, where is the promise of his coming? Where is your Jesus? And then the Bible says, for this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. So they're ignorant willfully of the flood. That means they're dumb on purpose towards it. They don't care what the facts are. The Bible says that fools despise wisdom and instruction. So do you know what that means? That you could actually share science with somebody who decides to be foolish, but they hate wisdom and instruction. They hate science. They'll pretend to like science. Oh, please give me the evidence. I'm a skeptic. Oh, really? Were you skeptical when your professor told you that the world popped into existence from nothing with no God? That's magic. Were you skeptical of the magic that you were taught in the supposed classroom where you're supposed to learn empirical science? Think about it. What if I said a giant boulder popped into existence in the middle of this room I'm filming in? Nobody would believe that. But yet people think that the entire universe popped into existence from an explosion uncaused. Folks, we're dealing with people that believe in flat-out magic. If you're an atheist, you're forced to believe in magic. Yet you'll spew your own problems onto us Christians and say, that Bible is a magic book. No, you know what's magical? Saying that the world came from nothing. What's magical, folks? God creating the universe? Or time, space, and matter poofing into existence from nothing. This guy responded to me on the internet. He goes, it just doesn't make sense that one day God just decided to poof us into existence. Folks, that's what the Big Bang teaches. It was literally a poof. So stop spewing your confusion with yourself onto the rest of the population. We don't want it. We already figured out what science was when we decided to look at scientific evidence and facts. Now, there's a crowd out there today, right? The theistic evolutionist crowd. Most Christians believe in evolution, unfortunately, and it just goes directly against the Bible. But they think that we can't defend the Bible. We can't use science to defend the Word of God. And the Word of God is somehow indefensible. So they've decided to compromise on what the Bible says. Well, here's what the Bible says, and here's why it's right. The Bible says, and the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills were covered that were under the whole heaven. And all the high hills that were under the heaven were covered. So the Bible clearly says that every high hill was covered. Theistic evolutionists say, oh, it was just a little local flood. Noah was trying to build an ark and get away from this little local event. Hello, why wouldn't you just get out of Dodge? And why would he take birds on the ark? The birds could have just flown away. Again, I'm not here to do a thing debunking theistic evolution, but I do want to make it clear that theistic evolutionists have to deny science to be able to remain a theistic evolutionist. So in the flood model, we would actually predict to find a lot of creatures that died in a suffocation position. And here is a picture of a fully grown T-Rex dinosaur that was engulfed and encapsulated under 50 feet of sediment. Let me ask you a question. And it died. Look at the position it died in. It suffocated to death. So let me ask you this. What would cause a fully grown T-Rex dinosaur to be engulfed and encapsulated under 50 feet of mud and dying in a suffocation position? There is no other model that can explain that other than Noah's flood. Now, evolutionists say it takes millions of years for these rock layers to form. Matt, have you ever looked at mountains, Matt? Have you ever seen the Himalayas, Matt? Don't you know they took millions of years to form? No, false. What do we see here? We see bent rock layers. According to evolution, these rock layers slowly formed over millions of years through plate tectonic shifts. Well, I'm sorry, you can't bend hard rock. What happens if you step on hard rock hard enough? It will break. And so when plate tectonics was pushing this up, they were all soft and moist at the time of their formation, and then they solidified in one event. Do you know what that means? That entire mountain range that you see right there was formed in one event. It was all mud, and then, yes, plate tectonics did push it up into place, and that's why it solidified in that position, all in one event. And obviously, we have really beautiful pictures here of mountains that were formed in one event, bent rock layers. You cannot bend hard rock. People say the flood's still a myth, Matt. Okay, why do we find clams on the very peak of Mount Everest, the tallest mountain in the world, that are closed and that are fossilized? When a clam dies, naturally it opens up. The muscle relaxes, scavenger will come in and eat the clam, right? That's how God designed it. Well, what if you have fossilized closed clams on the top of mountains? That means that they were buried in a catastrophic event. And so there's no getting around it. And keep in mind, Mount Everest is the tallest mountain in the world. So you would predict in the catastrophic flood model that that's what we would find. And sure enough, that is what we find. Surprise, surprise, a well-preserved whale fossil has been discovered on a California mountain. Folks, we're finding whales, whole whales, on top of mountains. Well, I wonder how that happened. It couldn't have been a global flood, they say. Well, keep in mind, it was well preserved. In order to have a fossil, you have to have it buried quickly. So yeah, they say plate tectonics pushed it up the mountain. Okay, fine, but it was buried quickly in a rapid event. There's no other way to explain the evidence than that which we've already demonstrated to be fact, that which we've you know, we on mountains, some as big as cars. Let me ask you a question. Cause a clam or a mollusk as big as a car to die and be closed shut in the closed position in so much and have so much weight on it that it can't even open when it died. Because keep in mind, these clams are massive. Once again, the only way to explain it is Noah's flood. Now, people will say the Grand Canyon is absolute proof that the flood of Noah is a myth. And Bill Nye said in his one debate with Dr. Ken Ham, he goes, well, the reason that we know that the flood of Noah is a myth and that evolution's true and that we evolved from a sponge is because you've got all the clams on the bottom layers, all the lizards closer to the bottom, you've got all the mammals here, and then you've got all the birds at the top. So you see how we evolved over time. No, that's how the flood sorted it. The flood sorted things based on their buoyancy. So of course we would expect the clams to be on the bottom, right? Because they're the heaviest, they can't swim. Lizards closer to the bottom, mammals closer to the top, and then of course the birds are going to be at the top. Well, why? Because they're the last ones to die. So when they say, well, you see how we evolved over time, it's such a con artist trick. People don't actually think through what they're saying. So you would predict, let's say, for example, that these mountains and these layers slowly formed over millions and millions of years. Well, why is it that we don't find any animal holes between the layers? Because wouldn't you predict to find animal holes of animals that existed during those supposed ages that burrowed down in those layers during those ages? You don't find them. What that means is that all those layers were deposited in the same event. You don't have vegetation and animals living for millions and millions of years at a time. You would find remains of all those animals. They say, well, you find remains of them. Yeah, but they're all dead and they're all crushed and buried in a flood and in a catastrophic event. Not that it was over millions and millions of years. Why is it, if evolution's true, and if the Grand Canyon is proof that we evolved from a literal sponge, I always like to ask these people, do you think that your ancient ancestor was a fish? That's what evolution teaches, is that we evolved from fish. They say, oh, you're so superstitious. No, you know what superstition is? Mr. Limpet 2.0. I wish I were a fish. Well, according to evolution, you were a fish millions of years ago. Just let that sink in. But yet they say, oh, the Bible is such a book of fairy tales. It's such a book of myths. You mean to tell me that it rained during the flood of Noah for 40 days and 40 nights? No, the Bible does say it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. Folks, Google rained for millions of years. The first thing that pops up is that time that it rained for 2 million years. That means that these people actually believe that rain created itself from nothing with no God. Remember now that nothing created rain and it sprinkled down in the oceans and created the oceans over 2 million years. That's what we call a fairy tale. That's what we call a myth. The sponge to you, the goo to you, the zoo to you, the ape to man fairy tale. Why is it that we find fossilized footprints of salamanders 15 million years before we find the salamander that made the tracks? What that means is, in our model, is that they were running up through the layers trying to survive, and they were buried in the upper layers. Their tracks were preserved below, and they were found millions of years later. They don't have an explanation. I bring this up to them. Oh, we don't have an explanation. Well, thanks for being honest. My explanation, it fits my model perfectly. In the beginning, God, and about 4,500 years ago, there was a flood. We find fossilized trilobite trails millions and millions of years before we find the trilobite that made the trail. So really let that sink in, right? You find fossils of all sorts of different animals, some even tens of millions of years before you find the animal that made the trail. That means that all those layers were soft simultaneously. They say, oh, well, it's hard rock. All these layers are hard rock as they were formed. You can't leave a footprint in hard rock, okay? You can't leave any sort of prints in hard rock. It's just not possible. They say, well, Matt, you're giving the Bible side. We're tired of hearing what that old book says. Give us our side. Why don't you tell your people our side? Because you know people will leave Christianity in the droves if you tell them what we believe. Okay, here's what you believe. The age of the fox. This is how they date rock layers. And they say, this is Hovind. This is Hovind stuff. No, this is from their sources. That's why I have it up here. It says the age of the rocks may be determined by the fossils found in them. Okay. And then it says later on in the World Book Encyclopedia, scientists determine the age of the fossils by finding out the age in the of the rocks in which they lie. So you date the rocks by the fossils, fossils by the rocks. They say, oh, that's Hovind. That's Kent Hovind. No, that's World Book Encyclopedia. That's what you believe. And just the fact that they try to say, oh, that's Hovind's argument. It just goes to show they don't even know what their own religion teaches. Look, if you're an atheist, you have to stop spewing your confusion with yourself onto us. Okay, and I say that with all due respect. We love you. We hope you get saved. We hope you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and that you can go to heaven with us someday. Jesus died for you. The blood of Christ would apply just as much to you as it has to me. The Bible says he died not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. So they say, give us ours, give your folks our side so that they can change their belief system and quit believing the book. Okay, the rocks date the fossils date the rocks. That's called a circular argument. It's indefensible. And I've always said that it's impossible to defend evolution honestly. You have to lie. You have to make believe to believe in evolution. Think about it. You ask an evolutionist or even an atheist, say, what is the meaning of life? Just ask them that. And this is what they always say typically. Well, my meaning of my life is whatever I make up. Do you realize that they're admitting that they're making up or make believing a purpose for life? They don't think there is purpose, but they've decided to make up purpose, and that's make believe. Why don't you believe in something real, something factual, instead of make believing? Look, if I pretended to be a fighter pilot, it doesn't change the fact that I'm not one. Oh, I just got to imagine it. I was in a debate with the Raging Atheist. He says, well, maybe we came from the stars. There's a theory, Matt, that we came from the stars and we gave away all our technology and we didn't want it no more. And we just gave everything up and then we landed on planet Earth. I said, that takes crazy faith to believe something like that. He goes, well, no, it takes an imagination to consider it. I said, well, just imagine, right? And he goes, yeah, just imagine. Folks, just imagine. They're saying that this is legit science. They say, well, if you find a dinosaur and man in the same layer, then we'll believe that the flood of Noah is true. Okay, well, here you go. That is anatomically a man footprint in the same layer as a dinosaur footprint. That means that they existed at the same time. They have no rescue device for this, that you bring it up to them and it's just like, well, I don't know. Where'd you get that picture from? Did you doctor that? No, I didn't doctor that. That's not even from a young earth creationist source. That's known as a problem for evolution. Here's another picture of a man footprint and a dinosaur footprint, but they didn't exist at the same time. I was in a debate with Dr. Kenny Rhodes from Reasons to Believe, and I brought this picture up to him. And look, I love Dr. Rhodes. I'm not trying to slam him. I wish that he'd get on our side. I wish him and Hugh Ross would both jump onto the young earth creationist bandwagon, because it's a real good time to be one, by the way, because we have the facts on our side. I'm telling you, our model is superior. I was in a debate with him and he said, well, it just looks like a human footprint. And anatomically, it may be the same, but how do you know there wasn't a creature that had a foot just like that? Are you kidding me? A creature that we've never discovered, have no evidence for. We're just going to declare that there's a creature that's out there that looks like it has a human footprint. He literally said this in the debate that I had with him. Go check it out. So they say, well, it takes millions of years for things to fossilize. So this proves that Noah's flood is wrong. Look, why do we find fossilized ripples of water? Do you realize how fast surface areas get destroyed? Is a fossilized ripple, is a ripple of water in the mud just going to sit there for 10,000 years and wait to get fossilized, or is it going to smooth out? It's going to smooth out. And the reason that we find things like this is because fossilization is not about time, the magic wand. It's about conditions. That's why we also find fossilized raindrops. Now, keep in mind, these things had to be protected so quickly. They had to be buried so quickly to be able to be preserved. beautiful photos of fossilized raindrops. We also find, fossilized animal tracks. Keep in mind, these surface areas, they get destroyed so quickly by the weathering of nature. So we find all around the world, right? We find dinosaur tracks that slowly get, evidence of dinosaurs that got buoyed up by the floodwaters and tried swimming. And they were trying to survive the floodwaters that were coming in. And so you get a track and you get another track that's a little less of a track, a little less, and just the toes at that point. So we would predict that that's the flood making them run away. And if you look at the stride, it's a very long stride. They are chugging to get away from the flood. Do you want to know how evolutionists interpret this? They interpret it as, and this is in a textbook, one day this dinosaur just decided to just go dive into the ocean. Really let this sink in. This is what they're saying. That one day a dinosaur, this one guy said, well, I think it's crazy that your God made a bunch of pigs go into the water. Well, that was supernatural what was performed there. But why is that an issue for you if you see dinosaurs supposedly diving into the water, doing a suicidal move going into the water? Last I checked, animals don't commit suicide. That'd be a pretty suicidal move if an animal was just to go down into the water and pretty much die, right? Unless they could swim. Some of them could swim. Like I said, you Google rained for millions of years. This is the first thing that pops up, that time that it rained for 2 million years. Like I said, we're dealing with people. Atheists don't understand this. They think that we believe in science. We're skeptics. If you were a skeptic, you would have been skeptical at base one when you were told and when you were taught that the universe popped into existence uncaused from an explosion. What if I said, what if there was a big explosion in this room right now? And what if I said, you know what? I think nothing caused that explosion. People would say that you're crazy. The first thing that's going to happen is the police are going to do an investigation, and I'm going to hope that everybody made it out all right. They're going to say, who did the explosion? Well, according to them, if there is no God, that means that nothing would have had to cause the explosion of time, space, and matter. Like I said, that's crazy to think that nothing could cause an explosion, yet that's the very thing that they believe. Again, we find these are very common pieces of flood evidence. For sake of time, I'm going to skip over them. Dinosaur tracks that stomp through millions of years of time and bend the rock layers. We also find polystrata fossils that connect all the layers. Now, if these layers were millions of years of different ages, you wouldn't find things. Of course, these are famous talking points that we've used for years. Now, one evolutionist responded recently, though. I'm not even going to give his name because he puts out such wicked videos of such perverted jokes, and he likes to take such low blows that I'm not even ever going to mention his name. This guy, he goes, well, I think Dr. Hovind in his video series, he has a misunderstanding of these trees. I think these trees could stand for millions of years while the layers formed around them. Slowly and easily, the layers will form around. Okay. Why is it that we find polystrata fossils that are upside down with the roots at the top? I'm sorry, trees don't grow upside down. Those trees were ripped out by the flood. They swam around for a while, if you will, floated around for a while, and then they flipped over. They became waterlogged and were placed in all of that wet sediment and then solidified. That is what science has shown us. Stop trying to deny it. And if you want to continue denying it, don't be spewing it to all the kids across America. They don't need to hear your crap. It's a bunch of garbage. They don't need to hear how there's like all these different genders. It's crazy. I saw the other day, I saw a shirt for sale that said, there are more than two genders on the shirt, and you could buy it in a male size or a female size. Let that sink in. This crowd, they think that transgender, it's science, Matt. It's science. No, it's mutilation of a human's body. Don't go to get a gender change. This isn't healthcare. That's mutilation. Accept what God has the members that God has given you. Glorify God in your members, okay? Don't change that which has already been determined for you when you were born. Oh, but there are so many different genders. Okay, this may be a little technical for you atheists. I'm going to try to make it as simple as I can. There are male bones. There are female bones. What are you going to do? Go get a bone change? You would die. They say, well, if I just change my one organ, that's not going to cut it. There's female bones, male bones. There's things called female chromosomes and male chromosomes. You would have to get a chromosome change. You would die. You cannot change that which God has determined you to be. All right, I'm going to get back on track. I feel like I'm making too much sense right now. So let me slow down a little bit. The Bible says 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail and the mountains were covered, right? So whatever this event was, it covered the mountains. So that's pretty catastrophic. And this is what the Bible says. And this is why I'm encouraging Christians across America, get on board with the Young Earth Creation movement. Get on board. Don't sit back and say, oh, well, I don't think we have enough evidence to defend the Bible. Folks, we're going to get into stuff a little later, right at the end here, which is coming up soon, that shows that if you deny what the Bible says, you are left with literal fairy tales. And you'll see. So again, you see bent rock layers. These all had to be deposited at the same time, and plate tectonics pushed them up. They say, well, Matt, this guy put out a video against me. Matt, you need to understand that you can't just say that these rocks wouldn't have bent over millions of years. You can't just say that. Okay, fine. Two can play at this game. We find identical amounts of C14 in all of the layers, all of the coal seams across the world. Do you know what that means? That all of that is the same vegetation getting smashed together in one event. C14 only lasts 50,000 years. So those bottom layers that you see there, there should be no C14, yet it's all identical. You know what that means is that all of those layers are the same age. All of those layers were deposited at the same time. And look, I don't want to come off as a total jerk or something. I care for people, and sometimes people just need a swift kick in the pants. In America today, people are so tired and sick of this cancel culture, this group of people that says, oh, don't offend anybody. You know what? The last I checked, the Bible says that Jesus is a rock of offense to them which stumble at the word. That the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. When you speak the Bible, you're automatically going to offend people. People get so afraid, well, am I going to turn people away? You know what? So what? You know, I don't want to turn anybody away, but if there's some wicked, godless person that just doesn't want anything to do with God and they hate God, there comes a point where God says, I will love them no more. There's a point where God says, I will not have any more mercy. There's a point where God says, I'm not going to give you any more grace. And that's when a man dies, typically. The Bible says it's appointed once for a man to die, and after this is the judgment. I don't want anybody to go to hell, okay? That's the only reason I even talk about creation science or the Bible, because I don't want people to die and go to hell. These atheists, I was in a debate with a YFN atheist, and he asked me, he said, please don't post this debate on the internet. It's too late. You agreed to it. It's posted. And you know what? You should have quit YouTube and you should have just stepped down. But instead, you continue to put out these perverted videos. I'm glad I haven't watched your videos for the past 3 months. I'm probably never going to watch another video of yours. Off topic. But I just can't stand it when people do that, because when you beat them in a debate, they instantly start taking low shots. You know, they'll instantly start talking about perverted things. And you know what? I don't appreciate that. And God doesn't appreciate it. But when I was in the debate with this guy, he goes, well, Matt, if what you're saying is true, I'm not going to go to heaven. I'm going to choose to go to hell. You know why? Because of my LGBTQ brothers that are going to go to hell. I'm going to go with them. That's not heroic, my friend. Yeah, I know these atheists, they try to make it out like they're going to stand against God, be a hero. That's actually very hateful, and here's why. Aaron Ross said, if the God of the Bible existed, I would not worship it. So he's another one. They're admitting that if hell existed, and that if it was the God of the Bible that existed, that they would rather go to hell and see their family go to hell than to get out of the way and get out of judgment, judgment's way. They would rather turn their back on the Lord, knowing he exists, knowing that it's Jesus. They would rather deny the truth than to actually believe the facts. He said, if it's a fact that your God exists, I won't worship it. I'll have nothing to do with it. What about your kids, Aaron? What about your family? Even if I didn't like God, if I believed he existed, I would still tell my family how to escape hell, right? I would still tell them how to be saved because I don't want anybody to go to hell. That's the real hero. It's real heroic to say I'm going to go to hell and let my family go with me. That's not heroic. It's not heroic to stand against God. But these YouTube atheists, they want to make it out like it's just such a great thing when we fight the Bible, fight Christianity together. The Bible says that there's coming a day of judgment. And I need to get back on track. We're talking about the flood of Noah. I know I tend to rant a bit. I get frustrated with the things that are going on in America. And let me tell you something with this whole Kyle Rittenhouse story. Kyle Rittenhouse is innocent. Kyle Rittenhouse was defending himself against some thugs that were trying to mess with him. The one guy said, I'm going to kill you. Two times the guy said, I'm going to kill you. Comes to reach in and grab him. Kyle Rittenhouse fired at him out of self-defense. He said, the reason that I did it was to prevent myself from getting harmed. He would have taken the gun and killed me. And let me tell you something. If Kyle Rittenhouse ends up being found guilty, supposedly, by this, you know, prosecuting attorney, then we're going to have a severe problem because the next time that riots break out, people are going to be afraid to defend themselves because they're going to be afraid. Well, if I do the same thing that Rittenhouse did, I might get taken to court. I might get thrown behind bars. Let me tell you something. Kyle Rittenhouse is innocent. Let the man go free. He was just a boy when he was attacked by those thugs. And if what Kyle Rittenhouse did is considered not self-defense, then there is no such thing as self-defense. But anyways, back to the flood. And I want to wrap this up. I know we've been going for a while. I don't even know how I got on all this, but I just feel like there's so many things that are so relevant today. The Bible's never been more relevant than it is today. They say, I didn't have the answers that I needed in the Bible, these supposed former Christians. Did you even read the first verse? The Bible says, in the beginning, there's time. God made the heaven, there's space, and the earth. There's matter. Time, space, and matter. Right there, there's an explanation. There's the answer. So, in the catastrophic flood model, we would predict that certain of the crust of the earth would be broken up like an eggshell, and that certain of it would be subducted down into the mantle. And sure enough, we find gigantic slabs 10 miles wide that go 500 miles down into the earth's mantle that are still cold. Now, keep in mind, the mantle of the earth is hot, and as you get closer to the core, it becomes hotter. And so, like I said, you've got these 10-mile thick pieces of rock that go to 500 miles into the mantle. What would happen if that happened today? What if you had a 10-mile thick piece of rock sliding 500 miles into the mantle of the earth? That would cause another worldwide flood. That would cause such catastrophic plate tectonics, we wouldn't know how to handle something like that. One of the other things that we find is dinosaur soft tissue and dinosaur blood. Now, let's just stop here for a second. Who here thinks, because they say, oh, you might have found a dinosaur man in the same layer, but how can you say that they existed together? How can you say dinosaurs lived recently? Well, found some dinosaur blood. Who here thinks that dinosaur blood could last for 65 million years? No one, because it's not science, because it's not scientific, because it's not true. They didn't live millions of years ago. This is fresh blood. It still had hemoglobin in the blood. It's still active. That means that these creatures died recently, not millions of years ago, but kids across America are being told that dinosaurs died 65 million years ago. You know what they're also telling kids across America? They're playing literal supposed education videos of dinosaurs farting so much that they died from it. They're literally playing that in science classes for little children, that dinosaurs actually passed so much gas that they died from their own flatulence. It's insane what these people believe. So this is the kind of stupidity that you have to go to if you're going to deny the flood of Noah, if you're going to deny what clear scripture says. People always ask me, how do you get people to doubt evolution, Matt? I always tell them three-word Google search. When monkeys surfed. These are the first things that pop up. When monkeys surfed to South America, BBC. The monkeys that sailed across the Atlantic to South America. So evolution literally teaches that monkeys rafted, according to this article, 900 miles on debris. It says, well, on the very bottom, the researchers from the University of Southern California say they must have managed to hitch a lift on floating rafts. Folks, the Bible verse that comes to mind right now, I think professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. What'd they do for food? What did they drink? They're freshwater animals. They always say, how did the people on the ark survive all those days, 40 days and 40 nights? Look, what did they eat? Look, you have a monkey stranded on a log, a stump. One of them literally said he rafted on a little piece of bark, some of these monkeys, across the ocean. And they're basing it off fossilized teeth. So they found fossils out of place. And we know that the fossils are out of place because the flood put them out of place, because the flood jumbled everything up and buried it in all sorts of different places. But their interpretation is, well, the flood's not true. They rafted across the ocean. I don't even know what to say. What would they have eaten? Don't you know there's sharks in the water? If a shark saw a tasty, yummy monkey on a raft floating across the ocean, the first thing the shark is going to do is hit that raft. And over time, it's going to hit it, and it's going to cause the raft to flip over. And that monkey would be fish bait. That's what they do to full-size boats with humans in them. They also teach that rodents crossed the ocean, surfing rats. Oxford, they say, where's your citation, Matt? Where's your citation? Okay, there's your citation. Oxford Science, 2009 paper, September 17th. Here's another one. Dinosaurs once, look, if you're a theistic evolutionist, you have to defend this. Hugh Ross, Dr. Rhodes, people across the world that are on these big Christian platforms that say, oh, well, evolution's a fact. You have to defend this. You have to defend that dinosaurs tooted themselves to death. You have to defend that monkeys rafted across an ocean. Don't compromise on what the Bible says. This article says, dinosaurs once crossed oceans. First duck-billed dinosaur fossil discovered in Africa. Because Africa was isolated by the deep oceans at that time, duck-billed dinosaurs must have crossed hundreds of miles of open water, rafting on debris, floating, or swimming to colonize the continent. They say your book's superstition. No, this is superstition. Look, folks, the geologic column was invented by Charles Lyell. And every atheist knows this. Every evolutionist knows it. And his hidden agenda, it wasn't really a hidden agenda, so this isn't really correct here. I'm going to update it. His open agenda was that he wanted to free the sciences of Moses. That's what he said. He said, I don't like God. I don't like the Bible. I don't like Moses, your prophet. So you know what? I'm going to free the sciences of Moses by coming up with a geologic column. They say, well, you're just making up all these fairy tales, Matt. Well, I've got all the citations right here for you. And if the Grand Canyon truly formed over millions of years, why is it that we have a billion years missing at the bottom? This is according to evolution. This isn't even according to me. They're missing a billion years, 100 million years in one spot, 14 million years, and 6 million years closer to the top. They're like, well, you're using the God of the gaps. I'd call this a God of the gaps. Thank you very much. Making up, making, make-believing that there's time there, evolutionary time, millions of years, when there is no evidence for it. Evolution is a position that is defended against all reason and held to in spite of all reason. They don't care about any contrary evidence. They don't care. If they did care, they would have changed their position. But instead, they dig down into their position. They try to hold on. But you're basing it off of what is not there. You're basing your beliefs off of what does not exist, what we know does not exist. Yet they say God does not exist. A lot of atheists say, well, I'm not saying God doesn't exist. I'm saying that I think it's more rational to think that things came into being by chance. You just rolled the dice. Nobody rolled them and pop goes the weasel. Here we are. Look, you're saying that magic is more likely than God. You're saying that it's more likely that we magically spawned than God did it. Let that sink in. They say, well, we're not basing anything off missing information. You are. No. That's what the missing links are for. You're like, well, we don't base anything off of missing information. Hello, that's why they're called the missing links. Because they're missing. They're not there. You're basing your information off that which is non-existent, that which we know does not exist. Even Sir Arthur Keith said evolution is unproved and unprovable. We believe it because the only alternative is special creation, and that is unthinkable. They say it's unthinkable for you to consider evolution. No, the truth of the Bible is unthinkable for them. The Bible says, but God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You know, I know, like I said earlier, I know that I can come off as a total jerk or a total hothead. Look, I just want people to believe the truth. At the end of the day, you know, if you don't like me, that's fine. I would just encourage you to go with the facts, go with the things that we've demonstrated to be true. You know, Jesus said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. A lot of people that believe in evolution, a lot of these little kids, they watch the cartoons that these atheist YouTubers put out, and they end up believing that there is no God. I've seen it happen. Very sad, very sad. You know, some of them just don't know what they're doing. And shame on the atheist YouTubers that know better and that deliberately go out of their way to indoctrinate people to believe that there's no God. Here's my resources. If you have any questions, these are a couple films I produced. And of course, you know, there's famous the famous straw man that's always made against me. Matt, you haven't actually sat down and talked with an atheist. I did in both films, two in the first one, another one in the last one. I like to sit down. I like to have conversations with them and hear their side, and they can hear my side. They can say that they've got an imagination. I can say, thus saith the Lord. And we can leave it at that. This is a good movie on Noah's flood. It's got 834,000 views. Now, it's created by a good friend of mine, Dr. Raw Matt. How many of you guys know Raw Matt? You guys need to look up Dr. Raw Matt. Excellent creation scientist. Dr. Matt Naylor is his name. Thank you for watching. There's one more thing that I wanted to pull up here tonight. Now, because people say, Matt, how do we know you're not strawmanning them? I literally had somebody ask me this. It's so far-fetched to think that they actually believe in surfing monkeys, Matt. It's true, they do. And this is right out of their own mouths. These are response videos to me specifically when they decided to research it. This is what they think. Is your audio on?
It's on. You got to turn it up.
I think the speaker's off.
It may have timed out.
Yeah, the speaker's probably off. But this is what they believe. When I first brought this up, they said, there's no such thing as surfing monkeys. Nobody believes that. Okay. Yep.
You know, surfing monkeys.
Okay, bring it up more.
You know.
Right there. We don't believe in surfing monkeys. But then some of them actually did research it. And they admit, yeah, this is what we believe. This is the other side. This is what they actually believe. They're like a cult. They won't tell you what they believe up front because they know that you won't believe it if they give you all the information. But once they did do the research, here's what they had to say.
You know, surfing monkeys, surfing dinosaurs. It's perfectly plausible.
What if I got up here and said, surfing monkeys, surfing dinosaurs, that sounds perfectly plausible to me. Nobody would ever take me seriously.
Okay, Matt Powell and Kent Hopin. Why is it that you think that this this monkey surfing is so implausible?
Again, well, why is it implausible? Well, I gave the reasons earlier. Chris Baker mentioned a few reasons. What do they eat? What do they drink? These are good arguments that we can make. It's easy to defeat evolution. It's not hard. It's easy. Always remember that. Don't ever let them play mental gymnastics with you.
Monkeys have sailed 900 miles across the Atlantic. Intrepid monkeys, according to scientists, made an improbable sea voyage from Africa to South America on a raft. Picture it. On a raft 34 million years ago. They're saying that the only way they could have got there is climbing on a little raft.
According to evolution theory, they surfed there. The article literally says that the duck-billed dinosaurs must have crossed hundreds of miles of open water.
Guys, I wonder if that's what evolution actually says. All I had to do was a simple Google search, and this was the very first thing that came up. Dinosaurs once crossed oceans. First duck-billed dinosaur fossil discovered in Africa. You know, Matt's right about that.
So don't cry out, straw man, straw man. No, where is the straw man? I don't see it. It doesn't exist. It's not. I'm not making any straw man arguments. They always say, well, this is just another one of your straw man arguments to make it sound like evolution's not true. This isn't a straw man argument. I don't know how that popped up. Wow. That wasn't even in my presentation. It's not a straw man. That's what you believe. That's literally, I had the photo on my computer. Maybe it was open. That's what they believe. They think I'm straw. You're straw manning about the farting dinosaurs. Not true. There's an entire scientific paper about it. The reason, Joe, the reason that you have a beard in evolution, just think about this for a second, is because you were punched in the face. Your ancestors were punched so hard that your face had to create a cushion. That is crazy. It's not just unscientific, folks. This stuff is crazy. Dr. Grady McMurtry, a good friend of mine, he said that if people actually knew what evolution taught, no one would believe it. So with that being said, let's close with a word of prayer. Do we have any questions in the chat?
Is it possible that the dinosaurs used their flatulence to propel them across the ocean?
Hey, just imagine, right? There you go. Yeah, no, that whole theory, and it's crazy. They cry out, straw man, Matt, stop straw manning us. There's a video where this lady goes, dinosaurs did fart themselves into extinction. All their greenhouse gases caused climate change. Like, this is literally what they believe. I'll play the video and, I play news sources saying it. Why is it that when all the news sources say it, they don't have a problem with it? But all of a sudden, Matt Powell says it, all of a sudden, oh, straw man. Why didn't you say that about the news sources?
Well, we got current politicians who believe we're about to all die because of
cow flatulence, folks. Well, and this guy says, well, no, Matt, you've misrepresented us. We believe that they, and he used the word tooted, right? Who uses that word? We believe they tooted and it warmed the environment. And then that's why they died from the globe. You're still saying that they farted themselves to death. Stop. It doesn't matter how you reshuffle the cards. It's still the same card game. But this is, this is basic knowledge. All right, do we have any other questions? We should probably wrap it up.
No more questions from here.
No more questions? Okay, any comments or anything? All right, let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. I pray that if anybody's watching this video right now or here in the audience and they're not sure that they're going to heaven when they die, I pray that they would feel free to talk to me or one of the other people that are sure that they're going to heaven and that they would make their calling and election sure. And Father, I just lift up the atheist community to you right now. I ask that you'd convict them of their sin and help them to turn to you. and not to turn to false religions like Islam or even Judaism, that they would just simply turn to Christ and believe on your name and on your son. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right.